You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The four-day work week has emerged in the recent political rhetoric, with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern proposing it as a possible way to increase economic productivity, having people traveling around New Zealand and engaging with domestic tourism. There have been a range of voices on the subject, but I reached out to the architect of the four-day work week, as he calls himself, Andrew Barnes. He's the founder of Perpetual Guardian and is a business that, and his business employs four employees, his business employees work 4 days a week with no increase in hours. He joined me to talk about how his business operates.
Look, four-day week is different for different companies. But what we do in Perpetual Guardian is we do a thing called the 100-80-100 rule. And that means we do 100% pay 80% of the time, provided we get 100% productivity. So that's not just a four-day week. It's a reduced hours week, which can apply whether you're working 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, or indeed 1 day. We're looking for people to be working less, but to deliver the same level of output in a shorter time.
When you kind of introduced this into your company, you took quite a collaborative approach to it. Could you explain that?
Yeah, well, the key point here is that what you're doing is you're saying to your employees, look, how are you going to work differently in order to deliver the same amount of productivity in a shorter period of time? Now, that's important because actually most of us are not that productive when we were at work. And indeed, that was the thing that prompted me to do this in the first place, with surveys indicating that people were only productive for 3 hours a day. So what you're doing is you're looking for changes in process, but most of all, you're looking for changes in behavior. Don't attend that meeting that's not productive. Keep it very short. Have hours of the day when you have quiet time and you can concentrate. And to get those ideas, you have to empower and challenge your staff, because ultimately it's their changes in behavior that will deliver the better productivity.
What kind of results did you find you got with this shift?
Well, first of all, we got a far more engaged, empowered, enthusiastic workforce. We were lucky enough to do some surveying using Auckland University of Technology. And what we saw was those scores for the company went up 40% to levels that the researchers said were the highest they've ever seen in New Zealand. Stress levels dropped 15%. More people said they were better able to do their job working 4 days rather than five. Now, when I look at my overall levels of productivity, they've probably gone up a bit, about 30-35%.
In terms of some of the criticism that I've heard come out of this is one person pointed to a business in Germany that cut down to a five-hour day. And what that meant was no social media time, no socializing time in amongst work. And I think for a lot of people, work is a social, there's a social element to working. What are your kind of thoughts around that?
No, well, absolutely, but let's think about this. If you are only truly productive for 3 hours a day, when the evidence suggests that's the case, that still is leaving you between 4 and 4.5 hours a day to socialize. Now, all I need to do, if that is again correct, if I reduce the working week to 4 days, I need to find 45 more minutes of productivity in each of 4 days in order to make up for the lost day. Now, that's still leaving you 3 and a bit hours to socialize. Now, a lot of this is around doing simple things. For example, it's like having a quiet hour. That means that you are not disturbed and you can concentrate. Statistically, you are disrupted every 11 minutes, and it takes you 22 minutes to get back to full productivity. So if you have a quiet hour where no one disturbs you, that's actually the equivalent of 3 hours of full productivity. So you don't have to eliminate social interaction. It's an important part of working. What you have to do is when you're working, that bit of the day when you're working, you just have to work smarter. And a lot of the hacks that we introduced were about that, to make the time you were working more productive. We still remain a very social organization.
In terms of this, it seems to be a very office-centric kind of model. What would you think in terms of this functionality of it in other spaces?
Well, the poster child for manufacturing is, of course, Volkswagen, who have been doing the four-day week for years. So, you know, one of the things that we keep forgetting in New Zealand is that we work far longer hours than they do in Northern Europe, where they are actually more productive. But Volkswagen, a complete manufacturing business, have a four-day week. You have an option of 35 hours or 28 hours. If you look around the world, you will find in every industry you care to think of, people who are doing the four-day week. They have just reimagined their business. And it's pure laziness, in my view, when business leaders say, and they do all the time, it won't work in my business. Actually, you have to reimagine your business, and that's what works.
Brilliant. That is all my questions, but did you have anything else you want to add?
Well, look, all I want to add now is, you know, our Prime Minister has now given this a bit of an impetus. What I would say, you know, to anybody who's listening, it works. Your business is more productive if you bring this in. And what it's about is empowering your staff to reimagine your business, and you will be surprised as to what it delivers. But on average, companies that bring this in see their productivity increase by between 30% and 50%, and that's a great thing.
I then spoke with Professor of Human Resource Management Gerard Haar about how this recent comment from Ardern and what he believes it may mean for the New Zealand workforce.
So I think the interesting thing there is the Prime Minister said it's up to employers and employees to negotiate this. So I definitely think there's a clue there policy-wise, as in there isn't going to be a policy around a four-day work week. But having said that, I think just the fact that the Prime Minister has signalled that you know, I believe she was signalling that lots of people had actually raised the four-day week with her, and she, you know, she obviously sees that as a, you know, a potential solution for organisations. So I think it's a positive thing, because going forward, it would have many benefits, especially on that, you know, domestic tourism side of things. If we were working 4 days a week and getting paid for five and being productive on my, you know, my 4 days work, I actually do all my normal work, my normal 5 days work, then I can actually go and do things like spend long weekends, you know, in Rotorua or Queenstown or Wellington, wherever you want to go, and spend some money and help domestic tourism. So I see it as a kind of a very big win-win for everybody.
What do you see as the challenges and benefits of a four-day work week?
So the benefits are pretty clear. So workers will be more productive. They'll have much greater well-being. So I think that's an important benefit there. And that has, you know, different flow-on effects to organisations, because such work will be sick less, for example. So I think those kind of things are kind of well-established. The challenges, though, are going to be getting owners or managers to embrace, you know, because most of them will go like, oh, no, I don't want to try that. You know, so I don't know how easy that is to negotiate. There are more and more companies, though, starting to reconsider the way they do work. I've heard that anecdotally and through companies, you know, contacting me to do research on them around a four-day week. And the designer in New Zealand of that four-day week, Andrew Barnes, you know, his best advice is, you know, just try it. That's the easiest thing. Give your workers a couple of months trying to do it, and then see how it goes. And if it doesn't work, you could at least say, well, we've spent, you know, we spent a few weeks talking about productivity and improving systems anyhow, so it's not a wasted experiment. But if it does work, you know, you may get more productive workers who want to stay with you, more loyalty, better well-being. So plenty of potential benefits for, you know, organizations taking a bit of a risk and trying it.
Some people have raised the issue of a four-day work week, that it might not be functional across all industries. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. I think there are some industries, especially, you know, like the health sector is a challenging one, because clearly you've got patients, customers coming in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Having said that, I am aware that, you know, medical doctors on the wards, you know, they'd probably like to work a 5 day week rather than 6 or 7 days. So, you know, there are clearly perhaps other ways we could work a similar system around increasing efficiencies. You know, my other kind of criticism would be, you know, places that barely have enough staff now probably won't be able to embrace a 4 day work week, because they just won't have any room to be down 20% the workforce any day of the week. So I do think there are some challenges there, but you know, we are seeing, I mean, when I pitched this idea to a engineering construction firm last year, you know, and they've trialled it, and they're on about 3 or 4 months into their 4 day week, and it's been surprisingly effective, you know, and I think that's perhaps the biggest you know, hint there, or is to say, you know, firms, if you're interested, give it a go, just see how it goes, and it may surprise you and may actually work.
In terms of criticism that I have seen raised about this, a lot of people have looked at what some businesses have done. One person specifically spoke about a business in Germany that I believe cut their working day down to 5 hours a day across a 4 day work week. And that was through not permitting phone use, not having any conversational time. In terms of rejigging a workspace like that, what do you think about the implications of that kind of system?
Yeah, that sounds a little bit too brutal, I guess my thing would be. So what they did at Perpetual Guardian, they got the workers to come up with solutions, and fundamentally it revolved around them creating efficiency. So one team said they had a two-hour weekly meeting, and they changed it to half an hour every fortnight. So they're still having, in this case, you know, a physical meeting, but they're just working on being as efficient as possible. So I think that one sounds an extreme example. You know, no contact with anybody. You know, it sounds a little bit too too strict, if you will. So I do think we need some freedom. And we go to work to socialize. I guess the differences in a four-day work week is that, you know, maybe my interaction with colleagues would be very short during the, you know, non-break time. And then you're actually waiting till morning tea or lunchtime to actually, you know, have a good conversation with a colleague. But the whole kind of no phone calls and no emails or whatever does seem a little bit too extreme for me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.